What is going on, guys? Welcome back to Kenny the Sports Guys podcast. I'm your host, Kenny Severo, and in this episode, I will talk about the upcoming 2020 NFL season, specifically in the NFC. There is a huge chance that this season will be delayed or canceled due to the coronavirus pandemic. Who will win their division? Who will head to the postseason? Who will head to the Super Bowl? Stay tuned. Be sure to follow my social media pages on Twitter at Kenny_sports. And Instagram at Kenny the Sports Guy. It is almost that time, ladies and gentlemen. It's that time of year where NFL players are getting ready for training camp, which will start July 28th. However, there is one teeny tiny problem, and we all know what it is. COVID-19. But what if the 2020 season had the green light? For the first time in the years that I have been watching football, any elite team can win the Super Bowl. Teams like the Packers, Chiefs, Texans, and Saints has the potential to hoist the Lombardi Trophy come February. With that in mind, here are my predictions division by division and which teams will make the playoffs in the 2020 season in the NFC. Let's start with the NFC East. Philadelphia Eagles wins the NFC East with a record of 10-6. The Eagles' schedule consists of a pair of three-game stretches that are literally grueling. Known as the October Gauntlet, the Eagles face the 49ers, Steelers, and Ravens, all possible Super Bowl teams. In December, they go to Green Bay, followed by home games against the Seahawks and Saints. Despite all that, somehow they will win the East. Finishing second is the Dallas Cowboys with a record of 8-8. New year, new coach. After finally getting rid of Jason Garrett, Jerry Jones hires former Packers head coach Mike McCarthy. Their schedule has been kind for them as the first nine opponents that they will face, only two made the playoffs, Eagles and Seahawks. They also have three consecutive home games in October. Despite all that, somehow, some way, the Cowboys will blow it. Washington Redskins finishes third with a record of 6-10. Like the Cowboys, Washington also has a new coach in former Carolina head coach Ron Rivera. Don't see them making much noise, but hey, at least they had Chase Young. Finally, the New York Giants finishing last with a record of 4-12. Man, the schedule makers must love New York as the Giants play on Monday Night Football twice. Daniel Jones is now the QB now that Eli Manning retired. Basically, it's him and Saquon Barkley running the offense. Let's move on to the NFC North, shall we? Green Bay Packers win the NFC North with a record of 12-4. The Packers are looking for redemption after being blown out in the NFC Championship game last season against the 49ers. Four of their first six games are on the road, two against the Saints and Buccaneers. For the first time in their history, they will start their season at Minnesota. Minnesota Vikings finishes second with a record of 11-5. The Vikings have the unfortunate honor of having one of the toughest road schedules in the league. Despite all that, somehow they will finish at 11-5. Detroit Lions finishes third with a record of 7-8-1. The Lions will have at least one tie this season. Going on the road for four of the first six games will be tough, but they are the Lions after all, so they will manage to screw it up. And finally, the Chicago Bears finishing with a record of 7-9. The Bears had a chance to race out of the gate this season. Their first four opponents, Lions, Giants, Falcons, and Colts, did not make the postseason last year. The million-dollar question is, who will be the quarterback? Nick Foles or Mitch Trubisky? Next up is the NFC South, which is the most interesting division in football. This is where things get pretty dicey. Tampa Bay Buccaneers wins the NFC South with a record of 10-6. With Tom Brady, the new quarterback in charge, he will face the NFC North and AFC West in 2020. Brady has a record of 17-3 against the NFC North while he struggles with the AFC West, going 29-16. Four games against the rebuilding Falcons and Panthers goes a long way towards winning the division. New Orleans Saints finishes second with a record of 9-7. Saints fans don't have to wait long for a Brady Breeze matchup, as they will get it in week one. These two teams will battle out until the bitter end. Atlanta Falcons finishing third with a record of 7-9. The Falcons haven't been the same franchise since choking away the lead in Super Bowl 51. They have a tough start in the schedule, facing the Seahawks, Cowboys, and Packers in the first 4 weeks of the schedule. Carolina Panthers finishing last with a record of 6-10. It is a rebuilding year in Carolina, as Ron Rivera and Cam Newton are gone. New coach Matt Rhule has a chance to set the tone for this rebuild. He also has the luxury of Christian McCaffrey, who I feel that will win the MVP this year. And finally, the NFC West. Seattle Seahawks wins NFC West with a record of 13-3. The Seahawks are primed to win the NFC West. Gone are the days of the Legion of Boom, replaced with a mixture of young and veteran talent on defense. They also have potential MVP Russell Wilson. They have 4 appearances in primetime starting week 2 against the Patriots. San Francisco 49ers finishing second with a record of 12-4. From October 18th to November 15th, the 49ers have a daunting task ahead of them. Games against the Rams, Patriots, Seahawks, Packers, and Saints. 3 of those games are on the road. Arizona Cardinals finishing third with a record of 10-6. I think the Cardinals are going to shock a lot of people this year. The Cardinals reloaded this season with the addition of DeAndre Hopkins. Despite being the same division as the 49ers and Seahawks, somehow they will win 10 games. And finally, the Los Angeles Rams, finishing last with a record of 8-8. The Rams open up their 2020 season and their shiny new stadium against the Dallas Cowboys. Will this $5 billion masterpiece see a successful season or a failure? I see a mediocre season for the Rams. So let's recap, shall we? Philadelphia Eagles win their division, win the NFC East. The NFC North goes to the Green Bay Packers. The NFC South goes to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, which is obviously a given. And finally, the NFC West goes to the Seattle Seahawks. As for my 2 wildcard teams, I have the San Francisco 49ers as the first wildcard team. And as for the second, it's going to be a little bit tough. But I will have to go with the Minnesota Vikings. I like the Vikings defense, but I don't like Kirk Cousins' playoff performances. I think he kind of chokes in the postseason. I think he makes a lot of mistakes, but somehow, some way, it's the defense is going to carry the Vikings to a playoff berth. If Carson Wentz can stay healthy throughout the entire year, then I could see the Eagles making it far into the postseason. As for the Green Bay Packers, well, the Packers, how should I say this? As long as they don't face the 49ers in the postseason, which they will, I can see them making the Super Bowl. I mean, Aaron Rodgers is still going to be Aaron Rodgers at the end of the day. But the problem is, it's only going to be him or Davante Adams. Davante Adams is actually a really underrated wide receiver nobody talks about. But I just feel like the Packers need more offense, more weapons in the offense, and it's just not going to work out for them in the postseason. But I do see them in the NFC Championship game. As for the Seahawks, well, I feel there's only one team that can stop them, the San Francisco 49ers. I feel that the Niners defense is actually better than the Seahawks defense. I think the offense has to go to the Seahawks. But the defense is going to stop Russell Wilson's run game, passing game, etc., etc. And I feel like if the Seahawks and 49ers were to meet in the postseason, the 49ers will emerge victorious. And finally, let's talk about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Oh, man, they got so lucky this offseason when they signed quarterback Tom Brady. Tom Brady isn't going anywhere, folks. Tom Brady is going to go, he's going to basically play forever. And with a record of 10-6, I feel like he's actually going to make it to the NFC title game against the Packers. he has Mike Evans as his top wide receiver, and he also has a familiar face in Robert Gronkowski as a tight end. The defense is pretty good for Tampa Bay, and I really like Bruce Arians as coach, but at the end of the day, it's going to be Brady that's going to drive that team to the NFC title game, and Tampa is going to be very, very happy if the Buccaneers made it to the NFC title game. To recap, I have the Tampa Bay Buccaneers traveling to Lambeau in January to face the Green Bay Packers in the NFC title game. Brady versus Rodgers is just a dream come true. But if you want my honest opinion, I feel that the Packers are better equipped than the Buccaneers, and Aaron Rodgers will lead the Packers to the Super Bowl. It's going to be a back-and-forth affair with Green Bay's kicker kicking the game-winning field goal in overtime, and Aaron Rodgers will make it to his second Super Bowl. Well, folks, that's all the time I have for you today. Next episode, I'll be focusing on the AFC portion of the 2020 season. To receive notification on my next episode, make sure to subscribe to my podcast on Anchor FM, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and for the first time, Apple Podcasts. Just search Kenny the Sports Guy, and you are there. Well, until the next episode, see ya.